Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette come butto, belle faste già, sotto celle de Roma.
Welcome to another episode of ItalianAmericanLife.com with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast, and we date back to 2013. My guest today is Christian Alaimo, who is very involved in the Italian community in Chicago and also has a message for young Italian-Americans, which I just cannot wait to hear. So, Christian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. And tell me about your Italian family background, because I know that that shapes who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my father was born in Sicily. So my father was Sicilian. And then my mother, she's Calabrese. My grandparents, well, both sides were born in Italy. My grandparents on my mother's side were born in Cerisano, Calabria. And then on my dad's side, they were born in Cacamo, Sicily. So I've been engulfed in the traditions of being Italian for my entire life. And it's always been something I've been proud of, you know, not something that, you know, I wouldn't say conceited or arrogant about, but I will definitely say I'm very proud to be Italian. I'll tell anybody that wants to hear about it. You know what I mean?
And that's an excellent thing. And did so these two different regions and villages, yes. Growing up, was it impactful? Are there a lot of people from these towns in the Chicagoland area? And did this have an impact on you?
I would think majority of my life and where I am as an adult right now is from that, those traditions, my family background, my values, what I've learned from that. You know, I was engulfed in the Italian community at a young age, meaning my parents were very involved in the community as well. My father was part of organizations. My grandparents were part of organizations. So, you know, I was essentially a part of the transformation of a generation of lineage, if you will. Like, these members of my family left their home and came to the United States to start something new and create a different life. And I'm pretty much right now the outcome of the life that they wanted to create for the future. So, yeah, I could say growing up, I was more Italian traditions adapting to a more American lifestyle.
And if you could tell me a little bit, I know you're involved with a couple of organizations that are specifically geared towards your family background. Tell me about those.
So I'm currently a board of directors member for the Società di Beato Giovanni di Cacamo. And I am the head of the chair of the sponsorship committee for the Società di San Francesco di Paolo. Both organizations are very prominent in Chicago, and both hold annual festas that are well known as well. And I've been very involved in both societies since I was young enough to remember. There's actually a picture of me when I was like 3 years old or 4 years old by the San Francisco di Paola statue in my traditional garments and looking up at him. It was like in a little magazine that was taken by an Italian photographer. So there's proof that I've been there for a while and I've been, you know, involved in these organizations.
And tell me something. So when you're young, when you're little, you go to these things, you're part of it kind of because you have to, because your parents take you there. So you're there.
Yeah.
Now that you are slightly older, you're not 20.
I appreciate that.
You're not 20. So now this is a choice. This is your choice to spend your free time involved. Not even just attending the festivals, but involved, meaning
there's a lot of work behind the scenes. Yeah.
What motivates you to do this, to spend your free time doing this?
You know, I completely agree with you. The younger generation now, I feel like even when I see it at the festivals, I feel like they're going to it because the parents are bringing them, and it's just like an annual thing. And it does become more of like, oh, you expect it every year, especially when you're in the community. Speaking subjectively, me personally, when I was younger, I had some minor health issues, and I had some operations done on my leg. I had a cyst that was there. So my parents actually used to pray to these saints and these or and use these organizations as like a way to just reach out to and help, their child during this time. So, for me personally, I was wrapped in garments of these organizations at a very young age before I even knew what I was actually doing. You can see pictures of me in these like traditional Sicilian, especially with the Calabres. I'm sorry, with the Cacamese and the Beato Giovanni. And then when I got in the Calabres Society in San Francisco, my mother used to wrap me in the Caritas robe that San Francisco wore. And so for me, it started very young. I was very involved. So as I was growing up, I knew at some point, hey, I was going to be more involved than just coming to the festas. Like I've had ambitions to become on the board of directors for the Sociedad de Beato Giovanni, and now I am. And I look forward to carrying on more responsibilities as I'm learning the roles and learning what to do and behind the scenes, like you just mentioned, now that I am involved, because there is a lot of work that not a lot of people, I know you know, but not a lot of people do know that not only the work has to be done, but the people that need to do it are getting older too, and I'm doing it with them, and I see it. And the part of the reason why I wanted to come on your show, and not only because I'm a huge fan, is because there is a message I want to give to the younger generation, especially in the Italian American community, that hey, it's our time. Whether you think you're old enough or not, whether you think you're young enough or not, it doesn't really matter. You're part of it now. And just like Sunday dinners at Nonna, or sauce making in September, or wine making in the fall, or Christmas Eve over Christmas Day, sort of things. Like just because just like you're involved in that, and you accept all those traditions and you love those traditions, these are some of those things, especially in the Chicagoland area where I'm so involved in, that I do see in other areas like New York, Philadelphia, Canada. I do see it there, but for us specifically, I think that it's mandatory. It's something that we not only should do, but we want to do.
If you could tell me a little bit about each organization. I know that those are they're very involved. They have a lot of things going on. So if you could tell me a little bit about each.
Sure. The Società Beato Giovanni di Giacomo actually started in Chicago in the 1920s. It's been around for a long time. I've had the blessing of going back and forth to Sicily the last couple of years and going to Giacomo and going to the Church of Beato Giovanni and meeting priests and followers and talking to young people in Giacomo, which is probably the best experience I've had, because I've heard the message I'm telling people now, like, hey, we have the festa here, but they're older people keep on doing it, keep on doing it. We need younger people to do it. And sure, younger people are leaving that specific area of Italy to go to other places where it's more promising for work or whatever. But the involvement there is needed, and that's where it all started. You know what I mean? So
And if you could touch on a little, like your society there actually has a chapel, has a building. Tell us a little bit about that, because not every most, well, not every, very, very, very few possess what you do. So.
I would say, just speaking of, I literally was there 2 months ago, so I can close my eyes and just walk in. You can just remembering the openness of the cathedral, of the church, but it's not like basilica big. It's like your mom and pop church that you see in the neighborhood kind of big, but it's impressive. And as soon as you walk in, to the right is a tomb for the Beato Giovanni, and in it are his relics for his ribs, for his legs, for his arms, for his wrists, and of course saints and statues all around, portraits, beautiful paintings. And every time you walk in, it's quiet, and it's not a quiet, somber, like sad. It's more of like reverence. It's more of just paying respect. And every time I walk in, even the last time I went with my cousin and was there with my aunt, you get emotional even thinking about it, because you just sit there and you just take it all in. And you realize the people that have come and gone in that church and in that community, and how important it is for them. Because even when I introduced myself to some of the priests and some of the, I guess, organizers in the church, and I told them who I was and that I'm a director in the society, they welcomed me with open arms, you know, and they know how we in Chicago are so involved in the preserving of the spirit of Beata Giovanni that they'll help us in any way they can. So this organization has been around for a long time. Me personally, I've been involved in it since, you know, I could say when I was born in 1986, but you know, consciously and just knowing that I was going to be there every year, I was probably like 4 years old. I was 12 years old when I started carrying the statue or the tomb. And if you've never seen it, it's a big vada that's about 700 pounds, and then you put a tomb that's about 400 pounds. So you're looking at around 1,100 pounds with the beams. You're almost 1,500 pounds of weight. Took a lot of men for a lot of years to carry it. And you know, when I was younger, it was no problem. We used to have, you know, 20 on each side. Everyone was, you know, good. But as I've gotten older, I've become the youngest one to carry. And you know, in some cases, we can't carry because we don't have enough of these, you know, members to carry it that are able to do so.
So you guys own a building in Chicago, and tell me about the building and what's in it and.
The actual church, the chapel, has another relic of Beata Giovanni, similar to what you see in Kokomo. Beautiful pews. I'm sorry, the beautiful
Altar.
altar. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The beautiful altar with some paintings and, of course, statues as well. It is quaint in the sense of it's a small chapel. Can't remember the exact amount we have in there, but about 100 to 150, I would say, is probably the max we can have in there. But it's still good. And of course, we have the back area where we have our meetings. Board members, we have our meetings once every month. Then we'll have a general, pardon me, a general meeting for the members on a monthly basis, the first Thursday, the second Thursday of every month. It's almost like, because I've been going there for so long, it's almost like visiting Nana's house or, you know, going to your uncle's house. It's almost like that. Like you look forward to it in the sense of just seeing people that you love and you know. And it's my godfather, me and him see each other a lot. We'll see each other there, then we'll eat after the meeting, and then we'll go have some coffee. You know, it's something like that that
Do
I
they have like,
cherish.
I'm sorry, do they have like a little banquet room type of thing in there?
So we have a basement area where we have tables, and you know that that's where we usually eat and converse after the meetings and kind of breathe a little bit because some of these meetings can get heated. You know, we talk about topics that are serious topics. I mean, yes, we're not for profit, but we want to make sure that we can show profits to do what we can do for the organization and do for the chapel. You know,
That's pretty
so.
successful. I mean, that the fact that you guys own a building, have a chapel, that's a major thing. Are
Yes.
there a decent amount of younger people? I mean, do you see hope for the future?
I don't. So to answer your question, I'll say answer it two ways. One, I don't see a lot of younger people taking a stand. I'm probably the youngest that's active in the organization. Maybe my brother, who's just a year younger than me. He was a treasurer in the organization 2 years ago, and I you know, I don't want to bring up my brother right now because, but I truly believe that he saved this organization when he became treasurer. And in the sense of we were in a tough spot and he kind of fixed it up a lot. And I owe a lot to where we're at right now to him and that board of directors that kind of took I can't even talk, put on their bootstraps and took the bull by the horns and really said, we're going to fix this. And then what they did is really helped us as a board to keep it going and growing. Because right now, I haven't seen the numbers from back in the day, but I think we're at a better place now than we've ever been as an organization. And I can say that with full confidence. The second part of your question was, do I see a brightness for the future? Do I see hope for the future? I see hope for the future because a person like me, because of individuals, others in the organization. I'll bring him Giuseppe Perna. He's a vice president of the organization. He's just a couple years older than me. Me and him are probably going to be doing this for a little bit longer than we ever thought we would. So, you know, people like us that are learning from Tony Sapienza, who is the president, and what he's done with that organization is valuable. And that's why I see there's hope. And I'm very vocal, you know, in what I do for work. I talk a lot, so, and I teach a lot and I train a lot. So like I'm constantly talking to people to uplift them and guide them. So with this organization, because I feel so passionately about it, I know that we are going to have a brighter future. I know that we'll be okay because I'll put all the efforts that we need to. And sooner or later, people in my generation, you know, the millennials that are coming to the Gen Zs, it's going to snap like, oh, it is my turn. Hold on. Mom and dad can't do this anymore. You know, and it's time. So yes, I do see hope.
So Kokomo is a in the province of Palermo, correct?
Yes.
And how big of a town is Kokomo, more or less?
Small town in the mountains. Let's just say you can walk around, you know, probably in 45 minutes the whole town
Okay,
from
gotcha.
start to finish.
So in Chicagoland, are there a decent amount of people from the town?
Yes, there is. Palermo specifically has a good, that whole provincia has got a good following and good standing in Chicago, specifically Chicago.
Okay.
I've been to New Jersey, I've been to New York, I've been to Philadelphia. I don't really know those areas. Boston. I don't know the types of Italians that actually go to those areas on a regular basis, but as far as Palermo, provincia, and Chicago, it's very promising.
All right, let's talk about the Calabrese side. So
Yes.
your mom's town is in what province? Cosenza?
Cosenza, yeah, in Chirisano is where my grandparents were born.
Okay, smaller town, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet, but we're planning on
Oh,
that's the
never been there.
next place to go. Yeah,
Okay.
Calabria
Oh,
is the
that's
next place to
interesting.
go.
All right. Well, definitely you got to go see that. So
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
society, La Società di San Francesco di Paola. Tell me
The
about that.
organization has been around since 1980. Founded by Joe Bruno and a number of Calabres immigrants that came to the United States, including my grandfather, Mario Bertucci. And you know, obviously I wasn't there at the first couple. I was probably the fourth annual, I think, that was the festa, maybe it was second or something like that. But I've been going to it ever since it started. That one specifically has been, you know, I had San Francisco as my confirmation saint. Had statues of him growing up in college. You know, he was always around when I was growing up. So I wouldn't say there's more meaning to it, but I'm just saying, like, and now that I'm more involved in it, I'm very, it's, it felt like it was always necessary. It was always like something that was going to happen for me. At first, I was a member. I kept coming to the meetings, and like I mentioned, I can't shut up. I can't stop talking. So I voiced my opinion on a couple things. I said a couple, you know, things that we should be doing that really start pushing more towards getting the younger generations involved. You know, because to these individuals that are head, like a Joe Russo or a Ronricchio, these men that have been in this organization for a long time, they look at us like the next generation that's going to take over their you know, what they created and what the people before them created. I'm also looking at it before I even get into those positions, who's going to follow me? And I feel like that sort of mindset is something that a good leader in these organizations needs to have, because I don't know what they thought the organization would be in 1980 when they started it, but I know for sure from 2025 to 2045, it's going to be growing bigger and bigger and bigger, and better and better and better, and doing more and more for the community. Like we do scholarships, we do grants. Like we want to help Italian Americans in the community, but just help just people in general. Because at some point, you gotta have to get past the Italian American and go past just the people, and just kind of help anybody that needs it. And if we can do that, these are the messages these saints have kind of put forth for us. So
And tell me a little bit about the big Festa della Famiglia that takes place.
the beautiful thing is I recently became the sponsorship to the chair of the sponsorship committee. So I've been able to talk to a lot of those individuals. They got to put their banners up or have their pamphlets. Have their sponsorships in the pamphlets. So it's been nice seeing that side of it and seeing them come to the event and loving seeing their advertising has been great, and bringing their families. It's just a big family event for everybody. Whether you're involved in it, whether you're a sponsor in it, or whether you just see it in the newspaper or see it in the Flannoy, you want to join it, you want to come to it. It's around that time where all these Italian festivals are going on in the city. Taylor Street's got something. Harlem's got something. So it's always at the right time, the best place to be at. And then shortly after we close out all the festas, it's one of those last couple festas of the year. So I would say if you've never been to one, definitely come next year. And we're at Casa Italia. We're staying at Casa Italia. We're promoting Casa Italia. I know you're a big advocate for Casa Italia. You've done so much for that organization and you continue to do so much. So thank you for that because it just allows us to do what we can do.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Do you see with the San Francisco Society, is there a decent amount of the younger people involved?
much more involvement. A lot of my cousins too, but
Okay,
we kind
that's
of,
great. No, that's
keep it in the family.
wonderful. In defense of the Kokomo group, though, the Kokomo Society is based on one small town, where the Society of San Francisco is basically based on the entire
A
region of
region.
Calabria. So it is a lot bigger pool of people. But yes, there is a large number of younger people involved. And that's what makes us happy, because then
I
there's
think 100%. Yeah, that's a great
bright
point.
future.
That's a great point.
Yes.
I'll talk to somebody from just another city in Calabria. They don't have to be from Chedisano, but Paola or can't think of one right now. Reggio, just some other place, and they'd be like, "Oh yeah, of course I'll come to this because it's more of a Calabrese sort of thing, and more of just like what Beato Giovanni is just from Kokomo, correct?" But
Tell
because
me about
the Sicilian, all right, I don't mean to cut you
the.
off.
No,
The
please.
Sicilian organizations though are very strong here. I know you know this. We support each other, so I guess that's more of what it, how the Sicilians come together is just supporting each other's small societies.
Right, because here in Chicago, we have a group from maybe five different small,
Yeah, I was about to say five, six
especially
places.
in the Palermo area. So, like I said, that does make it a little more difficult because you're just pulling from descendants of that specific town for the most part. I mean, I'm assuming, one doesn't have to be a descendant of Kokomo to be in your society. If they really
Course
want
not.
to be a member, God bless. So,
Yeah, we would prefer like at least the members that are Kakamezi that, have gone or whatever stray. Of course, have joined and become from, but if we'll welcome. We'll never say no. We'll never say no to membership.
exactly. No, I was going to ask, tell me a little bit about what you do for a living.
Well, I talk about insurance a lot. I'm an insurance sales trainer with Symmetry Financial Group. So I've worked and still work with a number of agencies under their umbrella. I've been doing insurance, either selling it or training it in it for almost a decade now. January of 2017 is when I first started. I've been doing it ever since. And then I'm a property acquisitions agent for Superior Property Experts, who are a real estate investment group. And we acquire properties for new developments. We do fix and flips, rehab novations, rental holds, things like that. So yeah, it just keeps me busy during the week too, along with what I do with the societies.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
I know you had mentioned to me once upon a time about some possible future plans regarding Italy, if you could tell
Yeah.
us about that.
Me personally, I would love to, yeah. I guess the goal is to live there at some point in my life at a part of the year. You have your snowbirds that go to Florida. I'm thinking Italy is a great place. I mean, obviously, and here's my what I brought this up to you, and I bring it up to anybody that wants to listen though. But like, our families came to this country to have a better life and to leave there because it just didn't work out. Me personally, I want to go back, but I don't want to go back just to like live there and just say whatever. I want to go back to bring the American, my American income, my American lifestyle, my American everything that I can bring to America to make that sort of region better. That's what I want to do. So if I buy a house there and I live out there and I'll stay out there, it's something that's more I'm contributing to the country, to where my roots are from. And when I go back each year, it's like that. It's like I just want to stay a little bit longer, a little bit longer, a little bit longer. So I don't know if it's the social media that's come out and just they blast Italy like as a beautiful place, but considering where I've come from and the family I have there, it's like I'm closer with some of them over there than I am family out in here, and it's beautiful. And I know that you probably have the same the
How many
same
trips
way.
have you made to Italy?
Four total trips, three straight trips to Sicily. Last year I went to Positano. Got the chance to see the Amalfi Coast, which is amazing. My first trip, I went with school. We got to go to Rome, Florence, Venice, Siena. So I will do those again. I
You
went
were
to Pisa
forced to go
last
to
year.
Rome and Florence and
Yeah.
Venice.
I'll do those again. I mean, I've been to Rome plenty of times, but every time I'm in Rome, I leave Rome. That's a crazy experience. They say you'll always come back, but I always leave it after. So,
Well, you
but
have to go to Calabria. That
I
is a
do. Yes.
must. Try to go your next trip.
I no, I just I want to bring my mother. I told her we're going. So just
That's
and
even better.
you know my mother. It's kind of pulling hairs a little bit, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
And just to throw it out there, your mom is a pillar, a column. I don't know which one's stronger, a pillar or a column.
The
I'm not a conservative
foundation of
either.
it all. Yeah.
Especially with the Society of San Francesco di
Yes.
Paola, with the mass that we have for the Festa della Famiglia, she's amazing.
I think that's where I get it from. My father was very involved. Unfortunately, my father passed about 10 years ago, but he was very involved in the organization with the Società di Beata Giovanni. My mother was involved in that organization as well. With the San Francesco, it's so close to her heart because her father was part of it. Her father was one of the founding members. And she used to see my grandfather put in that work around the time of June to August. You couldn't talk to my grandfather because it was planning all this stuff for it. So when he passed and my grandparents passed, she took it upon herself to really, I want to make sure this is better and beautiful more than they could ever imagine. And she, you know it. I don't have to bring
Oh,
it up,
she
but
does a
just
great job.
the
Phenomenal.
audience, it's just she's the pillar, like you said. Like at the fest, everyone comes to her. What do we need to do? She gets, she's taking the leadership and control role, but she knows where she needs to delegate, and she delegates well as well, very well. And I think
So
part of the reason
people,
why I'm at is because she
I
delegates the
can
table.
see that. I can definitely see that. And so people understand this, the mass that we have for the Festa della Famiglia in honor of San Francesco Di Paola, we're talking about 1,000 people in
Easy.
attendance, if not a few more than that. Multiple priests on the altar, a choir of, I don't know, 15, 20
20
people.
people, yeah.
Knights of Columbus are here, there, everywhere. Other societies have banners. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of things. And she's in charge of that from that procession that we do prior to the Mass to the Mass itself, so it is not an easy task at all.
No, she I don't know how she does it. She just keeps doing it. And I'm glad I'm from her lineage because I'm gonna keep doing it too.
Well, give me a lasting message for the youth before we conclude.
I see organizations now that are promoting, really trying to get the younger generations involved. I see younger generations actually taking hold. Like there's a group called Insieme that my a good friend of mine, Christian Giacalone, his son started. And I see something like that, and I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what we need. And my aunts brought up organizations that she used to have back in the 80s and 70s when she was in her, teenage years, and how that was kind of like her pillaring to what the tradition started for her, and how she essentially wanted to be more involved in what we do now in the societas. So my message to the younger people is like, you are part of the dream. There's a dream that someone had to come here and give a better life for their family. You are part of that. Your job, your responsibility is now is to make that dream a reality and to carry on what has been put forth in front of you. It is not your grandparents' and your parents' responsibilities anymore. When you get to a certain age and you get to a certain mindset that I'm an adult, I have responsibilities in my life that I want to take hold. Well, if you're in this organization, this community, there's something that you need to be ready to take on. And I feel like those that are involved, those families that are involved, need to teach their kids, grandkids, that this is part of what you're going to be doing for our lineage and for our generations. Because I want to leave something for my future generations. I want to leave something so that when I'm Joe Bruner's age, or up there, and I'm at these festas, and I can look back and say, man, that was a lot of work we did, but man, I'm so glad it's here. I'm so glad I'm at this moment. because the people that are taking care of it now are taking it to heights I could never imagine. So my message is that is just get involved. Just come to the meetings, get involved with your parents, call me, ask questions. If you ever want to meet me, by all means, talk to Frank, talk to your parents. I'm sure they've met me before in the Italian community. I would love to sit down and talk to anybody that's, 25 years or younger, 18 years or younger, that's wanting to get involved into this organizations, these organizations.
Very well said, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I
No,
really
thank
do.
you. And that's a great message. And all the best to you in the future.
You
Keep
too.
up the great work. Keep up the devotion because we need it. Our community needs
Absolutely.
it.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Frank. Thanks so much. Thanks you for everybody.
Thank you.
God bless.
Okay.